Save the $2 on tomorrow's paper. Listen to the Devil's Advocates ready, today.
Devils Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday edition. Your calls, they're always welcome here. 844-967-2789. We're expecting a rescheduled guest, Charlotte Dennett, a journalist and source on Ukraine, Russia, and oil. We're going to talk with her soon. You could be next, though. 844-96-PARTY. And the question, you know, if you're joining us just a little bit late, you know, did you get up this morning? How do you feel? What should I do today? Well, according to Paul Waldman at the Washington Post, you should strongly, or at least modestly, consider panicking right now. Panic. Now is the time for panic. Let me continue from the Waldman piece. There is simply no doubt that conservatives, both on the Supreme Court and in elected office, are feeling unleashed in a way they have not been in modern history. To any suggestion of they never go that far, you have to ask, why not? Obviously, Republicans, except for a few extremists, don't actually want to overturn Loving, you know, let's say Loving Virginia, so states can make interracial marriage illegal, even if some might muse about it. But most of them would like to overturn Obergefell, so the chances that they'll at least try are far higher. You like same-sex marriage? You think it should be a constitutional right? Don't get too used to it. If you believe political constraint might stay their hand, you're probably wrong. You might argue that Republicans know Americans are perfectly content with marriage equality by now, but most Americans are happy with Roe. And look what's happening there. Over and over, Republicans have learned that there are seldom political consequences for the choices they make. Yes, they lose elections when circumstances turn against them. There's an economic collapse, or they lose in the midterm like the president's party usually does, or they put up some terrible candidates. But as a rule, the voters do not hold them to account for their extremism. I'd like to think that's why we're here. But anyways, I continue from the Waldman at the Washington Post. We've seen it before. Republicans do something shocking. Liberals say history will not be kind to you, and Republicans respond. Who cares? In the end, all that matters is power and your willingness to use it. Power, buddy. Power! They learned it after Bush v. Gore that the Supreme Court simply handed George W. Bush the presidency. It didn't matter. Everyone moved on. Bush got elected, and he put a couple of more justices on the court. They learned it when not just then Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, but all Senate Republicans joined in refusing to allow Barack Obama to fill a Supreme Court vacancy in 2016. Liberals got mad, but what happened? Republicans got their frickin' supermajority. Power wins and the public attention span is short. The conservative movement has many more ambitions. Let's call them ambitions. Oh, they got big aspirations. You know, for controlling your lives. But let me read on from Waldman. The conservative movement has many more ambitions and a Supreme Court eager to fulfill them. So no, liberals are not being hyperbolic when they warn about the retrograde right-wing revolution that could follow the end of Roe. The right is not hiding its plans. All you have to do is believe them. Do you believe? Do you believe? I believe. Yeah, there is a Santa Claus and a malfeasant Republican Party in this nation. A little bit more here. Not from the Waldman piece. That's all Waldman has to offer today, at least on the topic of the Supreme Court. A little more commentary, though. Republicans are already targeting the right to a public education. More about the Greg Abbott advocacy in Texas. Not easy for me to alliterate, but anyways, here I go. Despite glib right-wing claims to the contrary, as many legal scholars and constitutional experts were quick to point out, Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito's leaked draft opinion ending abortion rights opens the door wide open for the reversal of decades of human rights litigation. An issue is Alito's rejection of the Ninth Amendment, which states that the enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. Or in plain English, I always try to speak in plain English, you know, occasionally with a stumble. Plenty of rights are guaranteed by implication in the Constitution, such as the right to privacy, even if they're not explicitly delineated. Despite his alleged originalism, right, that's what they always claim. However, Alito was quite clear that he feels the opposite is true. If it ain't singled out by name in the Constitution, it's not a right. Here's a quote. The Constitution makes no reference to abortion. He writes in the draft opinion. Again, this is the words of Alito. As a political scientist, Scott Lemieux noted that this is a junior high school debate society argument unworthy of anyone with a law degree, much less a Supreme Court seat. But it does open the door to repealing birth control rights, same-sex marriage, a decade's worth of social progress that religious zealots like Alito deplore. Already excited Republicans are drafting bills that would throw women in prison for homicide for abortion and same-sex marriage rights. And meanwhile, they're restoring the right of parents to marry an 11-year-old off to an adult man. You know, because they care more about the babies than the babies that, you know, they would marry off to grown men at, you know, let's call it 11. But while Republicans are dusting off their obsessive desire to police American bedrooms, they're starting to notice that Alito's argument has implications for all the human rights they wish to end. We're going to have to come back to Greg Abbott and his advocacy to end the public schools in Texas. Why should your kids have free public schools? All the rich kids go to private school. They don't need the free public schools. And I mean, hell, why do we owe you anything? We don't even owe you rights. Come back, the devil's advocates. 63% of the time, we're right every time. Charlotte Dennett, a fine author and journalist, joins me next, talking Ukraine, oil, pipelines, etc.
I want you to be nice until it's time to not be nice.
Come on. Do it. Do it.
It's a process. It's a process. We'll get it done.
Come on. Do it now.
Very powerful.